Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The topics and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4WN Radio.
This is Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. Do you want to live a more fulfilling life? Do you want to live your legacy and achieve your personal, professional, and financial goals? Well, coming up on Divya Parekh's Beyond Confidence, you will hear real stories of leaders, entrepreneurs, and achievers who have stepped into discomfort, shattered their status quo, and are living the life they want. You will learn how relationships are the key to achieving your aspirations and financial goals. Moving your career or business forward does not have to happen at the expense of your personal or family life, or vice versa. Learn more at www.divyaparekh.com and you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. This is Beyond Confidence. And now, here's your host, Divya Parekh.
Hello, listeners. This is Divya Parekh, and I'm excited today because I have my mentor and a very, very special guest, James Malinchik, whom I've learned from. And James does not need any introduction because I will share with you, James is a phenomenal, phenomenal person, not personally himself, in person, which I've had the pleasure to know him for a few years and also had the pleasure to learn from him. But he himself embodies discipline and helping others. So it's possible that you may not have heard of James Malinchik, but he's one of the most requested business and motivational speakers in the world and has delivered over 2,000 presentations for business groups, corporations, colleges, universities, and youth organizations worldwide for audiences ranging from 20 to 6,000 and has so done beautifully without being famous, any advanced academic degrees, and without any speaker designations from any speaker associations. He has been named twice College Speaker of the Year by APC and Campus Activities magazine. And from a small Pennsylvania steel town to self-made millionaire motivational speaker, James Malinchik is a true American success story who is one of only seven people in the world featured on hit prime time reality ABC TV show Secret Millionaire. James is the only public speaker trainer in the world featured on Secret Millionaire and gave away $100,000 of his own money on the show. An important part of James is to give back to those who are less fortunate. With numerous personal five-digit donations and raising over $500,000 for kids charities in the past 18 months alone. And James is known as big money speaker worldwide. And I can share with you that his boot camp is amazing. He's the world's number one big money speaker, trainer, and coach for anyone who wants to get highly paid as a speaker. James has written 12 books, including co-authoring the bestseller Chicken Soup for the College Soul. He was named Marketeer of the Year by marketing guru Dan Kennedy and Bill Glazer and was named as top 40 business people under age 40 in Las Vegas. James is one of the most in-demand, highest-paid business marketing coaches in the world with fees ranging from $15,000 to $100,000. So without further ado, I would love to welcome James. Welcome, James.
Hey, Divya, thanks so much. I appreciate being here.
Oh, it's lovely to have you. So, James, will you share with our listeners where did you grow up and tell us about James Malinchek starting out?
Well, I grew up in a very small steel mill town outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We didn't have much growing up. Mom worked as a lunch mother. Dad worked in the steel mill. So it wasn't like we came from anything. And so my way out of the town was I played college basketball. So I got recruited and offered a scholarship and played college basketball. And then out of college, I moved to Los Angeles and I started my business or career, or what I thought it would be. And I was very broke, so broke that I was working in a video store, making about $7 an hour trying to pay my rent. And so I had this dream of becoming a speaker and impacting lives, but yet here I am working in a video store at the time, making $7 an hour and just trying to figure out how to make ends meet and put food on the table. And long story short, ended up figuring it out, if you will, and gone on to do, you know, thousands of presentations, help so many folks and meet so many wonderful folks. And that's how I met you, when I started teaching my big money speaker boot camp training, teaching others how to kind of do that same thing, which is basically how to get highly paid, sharing your story, your message, and your how-to advice.
Mm-hmm. What a great story and something that we can all learn from. Tell us about your experience on the hit ABC reality TV show Secret Millionaire.
It was one of the greatest blessings that I've been fortunate to have. For those who don't know what the show is, basically they took me, ABC Television, took me and put me in an impoverished area, which happened at the time being Gary, Indiana. And they basically took me out of my life, my element, if you will, and they put me there with only $44.66 to live on for the entire week. And so the whole premise of the show, for those who may not know, is let's take a millionaire out of his element and let's put him into a place where he's not used to living, and let's see how he survives. And so the whole purpose was I had to go through this time and meet amazing, beautiful people who were, you know, kind of charitable folks helping others, and to spend time with them helping, and then at the and live undercover. And at the end of our time, I would go to them when I was leaving town, and I would say, hey, I have to leave town now after a week. I'm leaving town, and there's something I haven't told you. And then I basically told them I'm not a struggling volunteer, but I'm a successful entrepreneur. And I opened up my checkbook and I started to write them checks to further their cause. And as you mentioned in the introduction, I wrote over $100,000 worth of checks to help these amazing people further their cause.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen Tony has become such a good friend of yours. And people, you know, if you haven't had a chance, please go and look up Secret Millionaire shows where James himself had personal impact on several people. You have been very successful as a speaker, James. Why did you start speaking, and what has led to you to your success?
Well, when I was in like junior high school, there was someone who spoke at our school, and I don't remember who he was, or I'd give him proper credit, but you know, he said some things from the stage as I was a, you know, junior high school student that impacted me and changed my life, and even has stayed with me to this day. And, you know, I just thought years ago, boy, how cool would that be to be able to do that for other folks, whether it's kids or just everybody, you know, adults in general, anybody that might be going through a tough time in life. And so I thought that would be really cool to be able to do that. So that's why I started to speak. And then when I had found out they actually would pay people as speakers, I was like, wait a minute, I could help people. I could share a message that will inspire them and get them through difficult challenges or to be better in life. And then I can be paid on top of it. Whoa, I'm going to do this. So You know, it's almost like a singer who loves singing, right? And then that one day they find out, wait a minute, I could actually be paid to sing, and I can do concerts and entertain people and give them joy. And then on the flip side, be actually paid. This could be a job or a career for me. Wow. So that was kind of how I figured it out. And I said, man, I want to do this. And so that's why I started. But like I said, when I started, I did not know that there was a business that behind this. It's not just about having a message and advice that will help people. It's actually you're running a business. And so that's when I was broke working in the video store, because I never figured out that I'm actually running a business. So my why was I wanted to help people and change their life, like that person back in junior high school who spoke at my school did for me. But, you know, quickly I realized that that is only a part of whether you're going to make any money at it or not. The other part is you're actually running a business. And that's why now my big money speaker bootcamp, that's what I teach, the business side and how to actually get paid for doing the wonderful service you're doing in the world.
Absolutely. And James, you're so right on that no matter what we do, regardless whether we're a consultant, at the end of the day, whether you're a heart-centered entrepreneur or whether you're a coach or whatever you're doing in the realm of business, it's important to know the back-end systems. It's important to know what's behind the business. So for those who want to get paid highly for sharing their message, story, and how to advise, what tips would you offer to them?
Well, the very first thing is to understand you're running a business. Most people run a hobby. You know, they and I did this too starting out. I made this mistake thinking, well, okay, I want to help people. I have passion. I have a desire to make a difference in people's lives, and that's all I need. And, you know, and I learned from so many people starting out who really gave misinformation, because they would say things like this, just dream big and you'll profit as a speaker. Or, you know, just speak with passion. Or just tell your story or just be a messenger. And, you know, and I was doing all that stuff and I was broke working in a video store because I never realized, none of them ever said that you actually have to, you know, figure out the business side of it and how to, you know, run it as a business and actually get yourself paid for doing those services. And so the very first thing I always say, Divya, is you've got to understand you're running a business. Most people, when they want to get into it and be successful, they live in a fantasy world of believing that if I just have a message and I have a good heart and I want to help people, then I'll actually be wealthy as a speaker. And nothing could be further from the truth. That's the seed, and that's where we all start, and that's why I believe we all get into it. But you quickly realize that, hey, this is a business. This is no different than running a dry cleaning store or opening up, you know, any kind of business anywhere. You know, most businesses go out of business because they don't know how to get and keep customers. Well, most people who get into coaching or speaking go out of business because they don't realize that none of that other stuff matters. The only thing that matters is you got to get really good at actually getting and keeping clients. And that was the thing I figured out really quickly. So the very first thing is you got to understand you're running a business. Second thing is kind of what I just alluded to, is you have to, what I do, I call it the eight ball theory. You know, if we're shooting a game of pool, I can knock in every ball on the table, but if you knock in the eight ball, you win the game and I lose. So the game of eight ball and pool is to knock in the eight ball. That's the real end result. The eight ball of becoming a successful, or what I call big money speaker, is you've got to find the people who have the budgets and you have to get them to pick you and pay you to speak. Same thing with coaching. As a coach, you know, people want to spend time on all this stuff like, you know, business card or fancy schmancy website, and none of that matters. You have to get to people. The eight ball is get to people who could, you know, benefit from your coaching services, and you have to get them to pick you and pay you to deliver the service to them. That's the only thing that really matters. And I got really, really good at that, because I figured that out when I was broke, that, you know, all the passion and the desire to want to help people is fine, but if I don't get to people who could book me to speak and get them to pick me, I will be broke in this video store for a very, very, very long time. Let's just take a restaurant. People don't understand, you're not in the restaurant business of cooking food. You're actually in the business of marketing your restaurant services so that you could get people to come in and buy your food. And that's what they don't figure out. So the first thing is understand you're running the business. Second thing is you got to get to the eight balls, meaning you got to find people who can actually book you to speak and then get them to book you. And then the third thing is to always remember that you could be the best speaker in the world, but if I out-market you, I'll beat you every day of the week. That doesn't mean I'm a better speaker than you. That just means that I figured out how to get to the people who have the budgets, and I marketed to them and got them to pick me. So those are the like two or three things that I always try to teach people right at the beginning of my Big Money Speaker Boot Camps that you've got to focus on. It's all about shifting the way you think and that you're running a business. And most folks don't want to do that because that means now that we're going to work a little bit, because it's work to do that. It's not work to actually spend more time practicing your message.
Great advice and great tips and strategies for speakers, business owners, coaches. And because of your success as a speaker, people started seeking you out to teach them how to monetize their message, right? Why don't make any real money from monetizing their message?
I'm sorry, ask that again, Divya, but it sort of faded out a little bit.
Yeah. So the question is that because you were so successful as a speaker, people started seeking you out to teach them how they could monetize their message. So why not do so? And what are the things that hold people back from monetizing their message?
So the first thing, let me take like part two a little bit here first. The first thing is that they, you know, folks get led to believe by others, and it's not really our fault that we believe this, but we get led to believe by others that it really only takes having a passion and having a story and, you know, being a messenger. And we fall into that trap, and I certainly did, of believing that that's all it really is, and that's all I got to do, okay, in order to make it work and be successful. Okay, so because of that, we have failure, and therefore we sort of like drift away from trying to pursue becoming a speaker because we think, oh, well, the market doesn't work, or it's bad economy, or, you know, no one's booked me. And so, and that's because we fell into the trap of thinking, if I just have a great heart and want to help people, that I'll naturally get business. And that's not really the way it works in the real world on planet Earth. So that's the one reason people don't move forward, I think, and monetize their message, is they're led to believe that it really is only having a message and wanting to, you know, help people when you're really running a business. How people started finding me is they said, you know, wait a minute, you're doing 100, 150 some talks a year, yet you're not famous. At the time it was, you're not famous. You don't have a New York Times best-selling book. You didn't fall off an airplane and live. You know, you didn't have like a movie made about your life, and you're booking all of these talks for high fees. And they would simply, they would say like, well, how do you do this? How are you doing this thing? And so I would help people by calling them back or emailing them. You know, this is 20 years ago. And one day I realized I just can't do that. I have no free time. So that's when I said, look, I've got to figure out a way to do this where I can help people who want to learn this, but yet it's not one-on-one and consuming all my time. And that's when I launched my Big Money Speaker Boot Camp, where I could have everybody in one room and I could really teach them for 4 days and train them the right way. And so that's how people, that's how I got started. They just sought me out because they would find out like, man, this guy books so many talks and he does really well, but yet he's not famous. And so that's how I got started teaching other folks, purely by accident. I never planned on helping others or teaching others. I just wanted to go speak and help people as a speaker, and all these other folks started finding me and asking me to help them.
That's a great story. So what are the biggest mistakes people make out as starting out as a speaker?
Well, the first is what I've been alluding to the entire interview, is that thinking that if you just have a good heart and want to help people and make a difference, that, you know, the business side will actually take care of itself. And again, that's where we start. You know, we all start with wanting to make a difference and change people's lives. But, you know, you really got to remember you're running a business. The second mistake is thinking that they don't actually have to market to get known to people who could book them. And I understand why, because we get led to believe that marketing is something bad, and we get led to believe that, you know, marketing is like, makes you feel icky, and, you know, oh, I don't want to market myself, I'll feel sleazy or icky. And what I always say is, look, first I always say, do you believe in your message and what you're delivering? And everybody always says yes. I say, okay, question two, do you believe that it does what I call AIM, A-M-E. It adds value, it makes a difference, and it enriches people's lives. And everybody always says yes. And I say, okay, so then why wouldn't you want everybody in the world to know about you? So what you really need to understand is marketing is not something you do to people, like it's some slick trick or something. Marketing is something you do for people, meaning you're doing them a favor by letting them know that you exist. Because if you believe in your message and what you're doing, and if you believe that it adds value, makes a difference, and enriches people's lives, then you owe it to people to let them know that you are available to serve them and help them. And it's amazing, Divya, when I like share that with people, it's like seeing the light bulb go off in their eyes, where they go, oh my gosh, marketing's not a bad thing. It's actually a great thing. And it's because we've been programmed for so long by, you know, the way people are portrayed in movies and on TV, that if you market, you're some slick, you know, manipulator type of person. And it's not that. It's just letting people know that you exist. So, you know, a second mistake that people always make is they never want to, like, promote or market themselves. And I understand why, because we have this mental hang-up that it's like an icky, bad thing, when it's not. It's not what you're doing to someone. It's what you're doing for someone, letting them know that your great product, your great service, your great difference that you make in the lives of others actually exists, and that people can hire you to help do that in a bigger way.
Mm-hmm. That is so true, because that was one of the first things, being a heart-centered entrepreneur, even though I have that eclectic mix of being a scientist and being a heart-centered entrepreneur, that was one of my hang-ups. And when I started working with you, that was one of the first filters that lifted off my lenses. And you're absolutely right that by not sharing your message, you are leaving so many people behind, because you're not able to help them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, James, you have mentioned about your big money speaker, and I know you have one boot camp coming up in December. Can you share about that and share how many other great people are going to be there?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, if anybody wants to find it, you can go to BigMoneySpeakerBootCamp.com, BigMoneySpeakerBootCamp.com. You can read all about it. But in a nutshell...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's a 4-day training where I teach you that second side of the coin, the business side, the stuff that I wish I would have known, or someone would have had the courage to teach me when I was broke and making $7 an hour working in that video store. If someone, and I don't really know if anybody could have ever even taught me this back then, because I've figured a lot of this out on my own. And so now that's what I teach. I always am very honest up front, and I always say, look, we're going to talk about how you actually crank this thing and you get highly paid for doing what you love. And if you have a problem with that, then you should not attend my event, because we're not going to teach you the first side of, you know, you have to have more passion and you have to unleash your passion. Uh-uh. I believe you already have that. I already believe you have a message that you want to share and help people with. The problem is you're not getting paid what you deserve to be paid. And that's what we're going to talk about. And I'm going to teach you in 4 days. How do you get highly paid for doing what you love, meaning sharing your message, your story, and your how-to advice? And I always want to be upfront with people. I say, look, if you have any problem with getting highly paid for doing that, then you should not come, because I'm going to teach you ways you've never even thought about. And they're not difficult. They're easy ways. It's just, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And the first part of transformation, positive transformation, is awareness. So if I can make you aware of things that you don't even know, like budgets that groups have, whether they're corporations, colleges, universities, nonprofits, whether they're entrepreneur-related groups, if I can make you aware of budgets that they have, and I can teach you how to speak to them through email or through a call about those budgets, and if I could teach you how to find the people who have all the budgets for booking you for not only speaking, but for coaching as well, or webinars, etc., then you can exponentially grow your business literally overnight. So the whole Big Money Speaker concept is all about teaching you that stuff that no one ever has taught you.
Absolutely. And I can definitely attest to that. And could you share about the guests that you're going to be having, or is that going to be a secret?
No. Yeah. Well, first of all, I teach most of the 4 days because this is a real training. Like, you're coming to learn. Because if I could teach you how to fish, you can fish and feed yourself and your business and your family for the rest of your life. So my whole thing when I started this was, if I'm going to do this, meaning teach other folks, I'm going to really teach them this business side on how to fish and how to profit and make money so they can support their families, they can give to charities, they can make a difference in the world, they don't have to struggle anymore with, you know, wondering why they're not getting their clients that they want or the booking. So that was my first inclination of starting this, was I want to make sure that I'm teaching that. That's why it's called Big Money Speaker Bootcamp. It's not called Big Message Speaker Bootcamp. We're talking about how to profit from your message, not how to deliver a message. So, but then I always like to, like, have great memories created for my attendees. And I also want to break, you know, because I'm teaching so much that I like to have a break, and I'll have some guest speakers. So one of my guest speakers for this event, it's coming up November 30th through December 3rd. And again, you can go to bigmoneyspeakerbootcamp.com. One of my guest speakers is Jack Canfield, co-creator of the best-selling book series Chicken Soup for the Soul. Jack was actually just here at my house, and I didn't know he was going to do this, but he got on a video after I did some help work with him, and he talked about, oh gosh, for like 15 minutes about how, you know, I've been coaching him and help him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and how everybody needs to learn the Big Money Speaker way, et cetera. But Jack will be there. Patty Aubrey will be there, who is the CEO of Jack Canfield's companies. She is responsible for expanding Jack Canfield's work into, gosh, 50-some different countries. She's going to talk about how you take your great work and your message and, you know, if you want to expand it overseas, et cetera, how to turn your message into a worldwide phenomenon, like she helped do with Chicken Soup for the Soul, the book series. Jack's going to talk about how to be a successful speaker and author. He's done this for 45 years. Also, we have one of my best friends, a guy named Joe Theismann, a former NFL legend football player. Joe has done a documented over 1,200 paid talks and has made about $30 million as a speaker. He's going to be there talking about how he's done that and has had a successful career for 26-some years. Jeff Hoffman, who is the co-founder of a company called Priceline.com. Jeff will be speaking there. Also, I have a 15-year-old kid speaking named Caleb Maddox. I just adore this young man. He and his dad were just at my house for a coaching session. And Caleb has written four books. He's 15 years old. He's written four books, and he made $100,000 speaking last year at 15 years old. Caleb's going to be talking about how he did that. I have another sweetheart. She's a little 10, 11-year-old girl named Emily Shea. She wrote a book and has sold 20,000. She's 11, 10 or 11 years old. I think she just turned 11. Sold $20,000 worth of her book by going door to door asking people to buy her book. It's a book on how to have a sleepover because she's a kid. But she speaks at events and has a book. And so I have her coming in because she's so inspirational. She's 11 years old. And wow. Caleb is 15, and Caleb gets millions and millions of views of his videos online. So he's speaking there. Jack Canfield, like I said. Rudy Rudiker from the movie Rudy, if you've ever seen Rudy. Rudy speaking there. I got about 10 other guest speakers there. John Assaraf from the movie The Secret will be speaking there. So we have a lot of cool. Oh, I forgot my friend Lisa Gibbons. 4 decades in television, has interviewed everybody you can imagine, from presidents of the United States to A-list Hollywood celebrities. She also used to host the Tony Robbins infomercial. Lisa is going to be teaching how to take your message and really get into the media. Lisa has also sold $1 billion on television, selling on infomercials. So she has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So we got Lisa Gibbons, an A-list celebrity, coming, and just a really cool thing. But you're really coming to learn how to get highly paid as a speaker, author, trainer, coach, consultant, and that's what I'm going to teach you.
A great learning experience. So how can our readers and listeners reach you? Because I know, James, you have to run, so respecting your time, if you can share that, that would be great.
Well, the first thing they should do is register for the bootcamp, bigmoneyspeakerbootcamp.com. But other than that, they can always find me through there or through social media by just, you know, looking up my name, like on Facebook or something, James, J-A-M-E-S, Malinchak, M-A-L-I-N-C-H-A-K. But you just go to Big Money Speaker or Big Money Speaker Bootcamp, and you can find me through there too.
James, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it. It's been wonderful, as always, having this great conversation with you.
Oh, thanks for having me. You know, I love you, Divya. I hope I see you at the event.
Definitely.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Thank you again. Take care.
You too. Good night, everybody.
Good night. And listeners, we are still going to continue with our show, and we will be answering all your questions. So let's take your questions one by one. So the one of the question is, I have worked with James, and I'll be answering most of his questions. James had to run. Apologies for that. So one of the first questions is this online bootcamp? This is going to be a live event. And as James mentioned, if you go to his Big Money Speaker Bootcamp, if you go to the website, and I'll also be putting it in the description of the show. So you can definitely get that. And it's live event, and it's a fantastic. Also, the few of the questions that we are going to be talking about is, one of the questions is, how did he go from being in the video store to becoming a successful speaker? So one of the things I will share with you is that James worked extremely hard and worked very smart. He invested himself. And when you hear him speak, you can also go to the YouTube and listen on to several of his conversations with other people, and you'll find that what he did was working hard, working smart, treating his speaking as a business. So he made the combination of both, having the heart-centered entrepreneurship as well as having the business back end. And that was a long journey, and the story, he usually shares it in his Big Money Bookkeepers, Big Money Speaker Bootcamp. And it would take us a long time. So that's in short. And another question that has been asked is, how do we know what we are going to succeed in? That's again finding out what is your big why. Because when you know your big why, and that's one of the things, you know, we will be talking about in one of our next shows, because all these questions that have come up, we will be bringing guests that will be answering these questions. And just to answer the question, how can you know what your big why is? sit down and reflect upon what your life is. What gives you joy? What gives you the sense of freedom? What gives you that sense of desire and fuel that keeps you continued on your track, whether it's morning, day, or night? Where what you do is what you love, and where what you love is what you do. When that dissolves, that's what you go about, and that's how you know that's what your big why is. And same thing, this is the same thing. How are people to know what their purpose is in life? It's what's coming from your heart, what gives you joy and freedom. Because let's equate that. Yes, why do we want to make money? We want to make money because we want happiness. We want to make money because it brings the freedom of time, and it brings the freedom of quality of life that you desire. It brings the freedom to use the money to help others. It liberates you. And there's several other questions. We have answered a couple of questions. So the better you know the business, the better off you will be. And that's absolutely right. The first thing is to know what your passion is. And then it's mixing together your heart-centeredness as well as the business side. Because listeners, let's face it, what's happening is that if you have a message, but if you don't have a business, you cannot do either without it. The key is to know your message, believe in it, and have the desire, have that burning desire to help others and make a difference. Because if you don't have it, you could have a business, but without the message, the business would not go anywhere. And without the business, the message could not go anywhere. And one of the other questions is, how can you dream big and make it happen? It's again, all of these cumulative things that we have talked about. Know your why. Then, rather than spending time figuring out how you can do things, find people who are already there where you want to be. Because they have spent years and years making the same mistakes that you would make if you were to travel the same road. So if you find somebody who has made the same mistakes and has reached already where you are and where you desire to be, where you want to be, and if you work with them, whether they're the mentors, whether they are your coaches, they're your friends, they're your partners, whoever that might be, it's going to cut short your time. And that's what James did as well. Because James invested in himself and worked with people who were where he wanted to be. And now he's really at a good place, and he still has these fantastic friends. James works with the top people in the world. And that's the key to remember. That the biggest thing is find people that will support you, that will cheer you. It's just not finding people who are at places where you want to be. It's about finding people who will root for you, who will champion you, and who will help you with their whole heart. And it's about forming that partnership. So you can work with the people, but then it also comes that you put that desire into action. One of the other questions is, what is the best thing people can do to get off and running? So how can you do that? I will share four things. One of the four things that you have to put into place, and of course there is nothing have to, but what I've found that has worked for me in my experiences, one of the things is building that self-relationship with yourself, building that trust and confidence in yourself, building that mindset, yes, I'm going to do what it takes to do. The second thing is knowing what gives your passion fire. What is it that makes your passion drive you in the morning, in the night, and you feel energized? So I will share with you, my dear listeners, I've been going full steam since morning, and yet I'm energized at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because I know that I'm bringing here stories of leaders. I'm bringing people to you who have succeeded in their lives and can help you succeed. And that's what drives me. So find your fuel that will keep you going. One of the third things is finding your solution, finding the process. It's just not the end, knowing that it's a journey. Nothing is a means to an end. Life is a beautiful journey. Life is part of a process and following that process. And one of the last things is that as you are following that process, developing that mastery in your craft, developing mastery where you are at. Now, that does not mean that you wait for 20 years to have your debut, because your experience, your skill sets are important. They are great. You have the potential. It's about honing it down. It's about sharpening your tool and then launching yourself out there, making a debut. And the last thing is taking action, because if you don't take action, you will not be able to get anywhere. And that's one of the key things to do. One of the next questions is, how do you build that up inside you? And how do you find the drive? So one of the things that I can share with y'all is building that relationship with y'all. And if you reach out to me at contact@divyaparekh.com, just for today's show, I'm happy to share a $50 worth of assessment for free listeners. And what you can do is you can find out what are your hidden motivators, what drives you to success, and what does not drive you to success. So happy to share that with you, and reach out to me anytime, contact@divyaparekh.com, and I'll be happy to take your questions and answer your questions. Another thing is, what is the right action to take? Whatever is right for you. That's the key. Because our society has led us to believe that somebody else's dream is our dream. One of the first key things to know is, what is your definition of success? And when you know your definition of success, then you will know the right actions to take. So I'm going to share my own story with you. For example, I had one of my very, very good clients, phenomenal, phenomenal person. She was driven. She would get up in the morning, go at night. But what I found was that she had been led to believe by the norms of her society that she had to rise to the top in the corporate world. She had to make a certain amount of money. She had to have all those check boxes. And what happened was, as we went through, she found that her personal definition of success was different from what the society had laid out for you. And that was, she wanted to have that time spent with her family, and she figured it out. So she had best of both the worlds. She made money as well as she had quality lifetime. So it's again deciding what's your definition of success. And that can come from inner reflection. And when we talk about what is this inner reflection? Yes, it can be inner reflection. Yes, it can be conversations with somebody who has traveled the journey. It can be many things. And another question that has come up is, how does one find capital to get a business off the ground? It's starting out small. It's knowing what you want to do. And once you know what you want to do, then you can create capital, because you have got skill sets that you can partner with somebody else and get your business going. And also, there's so many different ways. There's crowdfunding that you can share with people, where you share the journey with people and people will support you. Then there are angel investors. And of course, this is a whole topic for another show. And please do reach out to me at contact@divyaparekh and let me know what are the questions that I can serve you with. And as again, James mentioned, his big money speaker.com, when you go to that website, you'll be able to get all the details. Because I know, as always, whenever I listen to James, I learn a lot, and I've learned a lot from him, and it has made a huge difference in my life. And you can learn about how to make money through speaking or through business by attending his boot camp. So do check it out. And if you get a chance, learn from the masters. Thank you so much, listeners, for joining us. And it's been wonderful having you. And thank you for being so active and sharing your questions. We have addressed most of the questions as we could in the given time. And what I can say is, as always, it's such a joy because you're always talking to us. You're always there. So thank you for joining us and be brilliant until next time and take care. And also I want to share, thank you, James. You have been a wonderful, wonderful mentor to me and you were a great speaker to our listeners today. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Rebel, for making this show possible. And thank you, listeners. Take care and be brilliant. Bye for now.
Thank you for being part of Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. We hope you have learned more about how to start living the life you want. Each week on Beyond Confidence, you hear stories of real people who have experienced growth by overcoming their fears and building meaningful relationships. During Beyond Confidence, Divya Parekh shares what happened to her when she stepped out of her comfort zone to work directly with people across the globe. She not only coaches people how to form heart connections, but also transform relationships to mutually beneficial partnerships as they strive to live the life they want. If you are ready to live the life you want and leverage your strengths, learn more at www.divyaparekh.com. And you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. We look forward to you joining us next week, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.